We are going to hold the open forum portion until we do reach the 2 p.m. Central time frame. So anybody who is wanting to share comments with the commission can rest assured we'll wait to hold those until 2 p.m. With that, we're going to move to proposals. Number 8, public water zoning and Iron Creek Lake access improvements.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Mr. Secretary, this is Sam Skell. I'll just make sure you can hear me okay before I begin.
Yes, we can, sir.
All right. Thank you for your time. We have a proposal here for Iron Creek Lake, which is in Lawrence County in the Black Hills. It's a pretty simple, as far as the rule goes, it's a pretty simple change just to add the waters of Iron Creek Lake as a no-wake zone. And that's in 4104-0240. Trenton Halfley, who I believe is on the call as well, he's going to provide a little background out in Region 1, what they did and who they worked with and kind of why we want to bring this proposal to you. And then once he's done, I'll be available for any questions that you may have. So with that, I think Trenton had a little presentation for you.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. As Sam said, I'm Trenton Halfley. I'm the Terrestrial Resources Supervisor here out of the Rapid City office. And just a heads up for everybody, I'm pinch hitting for Mike Klasowski today. He headed off to Minnesota on vacation this weekend, so I'm going to do the best I can. But depending on what folks have for questions, I just might not be able to answer them for you. So I'm going to provide a little update here, as Sam said, on Iron Creek Lake. Iron Creek Lake is a small parcel southwest of Spearfish in the Black Hills. It's been in public ownership since the 1930s, and it was a works progress administration project under President FDR is where they built the dam, created the lake. This property was initially managed by Lawrence County and then ultimately transferred to Game Fish and Parks in 1969. It's a 32-acre total property or a total size property, but it surrounds a 24-acre lake. So there's very, very small amount of actual terrestrial dry ground habitat. It has been stocked by Game Fish and Parks continuously since 1938. So it really is a very unique fishery that we have up there in the northwestern part of the Black Hills. The property to the west and north-south kind of, it surrounds the property on the west side, has been managed for more than 30 years by a local family up there, the Sleep family. They've managed that as a campground. And on that campground, they've got some traditional camping sites, some camper sites, RV hookups. There's also some leased sites where lessees can actually build permanent or semi-permanent cabin structures. It's a really unique facility, unique site up there. And then the eastern side of that property is owned by the Forest Service. I'm going to go to the next slide, Chris. Oh, we've got there's just an aerial image of what the property looks like, what the ownership is there. And you can see the west side and most of the north and south side are under private ownership. Eastern half there is managed and maintained by the Forest Service. And then Game Fish and Parks has the majority of the lake and what amounts to a 120-foot buffer around the property above the ordinary high water mark. Next slide. So for several years, we've had some issues here that have kind of cropped up, and we've been working very closely with the managers of the campground, the lessees, and some other local partners to try and figure out the best way forward for some of these sort of longer standing infrastructure issues that we've got going on around the lake. The main one that we've got is just because of the nature of this system and the way the lake is laid out, we've got a lot of folks that had placed private docks out into that water. And then we're then posting those docks as private and actively kicking members of the public off. So you can imagine it created some contentious issues. There were quite a bit of conflict out there between those private landowners and folks just wanting to fish the lake. So Game Fish and Parks worked with some of the campground staff, the lessees, and some other partners there to just try and figure out what the best way forward is. And we started that here this past fall. So one of the major issues that we dealt with was when the property was transferred from Lawrence County to Game Fish and Parks in the 60s, there was no official survey done on the property. It was just simply transferred to us. The deed states that we own and manage a 120-foot buffer around the lake. So we hired an engineering firm to determine what exactly that buffer was, what we owned. We flagged it And then we started looking at kind of how that road system worked. There were lessees blocking access to that road, but, you know, quite honestly, over the decades that the private encroachment had occurred, those lessees likely just thought that it was their own private ownership, the way things were mowed, the way that habitat and terrain kind of lays out there. It was a little bit difficult to tell exactly who owned what and how that lake shaped up. So starting then last fall, we worked with the lessees and the campground manager to identify a plan. We actually met in person with at least 20 of the 40 lessees around the lake to make them aware of how things were going to work. A lot of the docks had become structurally unstable. They were substandard, not something that we wanted to keep available for public access. And the hope there was that most of those privately managed or privately owned docks would be removed. And then Game Fish and Parks would step in and increase the amount of publicly accessible fishing sites. So starting last fall, we pulled all of the private docks, except for two. And those two private docks will still remain there for available for public use. We did improve the primitive boat ramp that exists on the property. And then we also removed some cattails to increase the shore fishing access, as well as the ability to launch smaller craft, kayaks, paddleboards, that kind of thing from shores around the lake. We are going to work now next spring to add two to three additional docks that will again be open for public use. One of the concerns from a lot of the constituents up there was the, you know, even though docks that were in the lake, even though they were substandard, they were getting quite a bit of use. And so if all of those docks were suddenly removed, the ability to fish that lake would be impaired. So we put a plan together. We have some docks built. In fact, I think we've got them already. They're just waiting to be placed in the lake. And that'll go in as soon as ice comes off next spring. Next slide. So yeah, just kind of wrapping up here. We have seen a significant amount of use, obviously, like we've seen across the Black Hills and across the state since COVID. And that did nothing but increase the amount of conflict that existed between the local users and the lessees up there. This is a very, very picturesque lake. So it does get a lot of traffic. There's a lot of non-motorized and electric use up there on the watercraft. We've got a lot of kayakers, paddleboarders. We are getting a lot of questions about a no-wake zone and if there's a no-wake zone rule in place or if it is a no-wake zone. And there are quite a few folks that support being proactive about no-wake restrictions. As Sam stated here, we don't currently have a no-wake restriction, but with a 24-acre lake, you know, we really don't believe that there's enough room to have boats operating at above wake speed. That's all I have. I know that was pretty quick, but I'd be happy to try and answer any questions folks might have.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions from the commission or comments? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese, there's numerous smaller lakes like that around the Black Hills, Dalton Lake, Robay Lake. Is any of those issues coming up with those lakes as far as people using more motorized, where maybe a blanket non-wake would fit on all those, or are we just wanting to do just this one? Or should we look at doing it more on some of the other smaller lakes within the hills also?
Yeah, to the chair. I don't know if, Sam, maybe that'd be a better one for you to try and address. I'm not sure what we have for no-wake restrictions on the lakes that GF&P manages. We do run into some issues with GFP management versus Forest Service management. And so like Dalton Lake, Robay Lake, those are actually managed by the Forest Service, not Game Fish and Parks.
And Commissioner Beast, I can just tell you from my perspective, I haven't heard from our officers out there that there are other issues out there. This one was, you know, this was kind of a remodel of this lake, and there's no wake zone, just fit in there. And so that was where the request came from. So, and that's why we brought just the one lake to you at this time.
Very good. Any follow-up questions, Commissioner? Any other questions from the commission and or comments? So this particular item, should we move it forward? It will have public hearing through March with finalization actually at our March 5th and 6th meeting that takes place in Pierre. So with that, we do need to make a motion to move it forward. If we moved by Commissioner Beast. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? So this one will move forward. Again, a public hearing will open up with finalization during our March 5th and 6th commission meeting in Pierre. Very good.